You're listening to Under a Pile of Books, and I'm your host, Calvin Park. So it's great to be back for another weekly pod with you all this week, and I can't wait to dive in, talk about some of the books that I've been reading, some of the books that I have on my radar coming up, and a few other things as well. So looking forward to just diving right in. So first off, some of the books that I have been reading, have recently completed reading. First of those is The Exercise of Vital Powers by Ian Gregory. Now, this is one that I read and reviewed specifically for Self-Published Fantasy Month, and you can check out my review. It's up over on selfpublishedfantasymonth.com, so you can see my review over there. Also, my review for Half a Soul, which I talked about on the last weekly pod, that's by Olivia Atwater. My review for Half a Soul is up not only at selfpublishedfantasymonth.com, but also over on fantasybookreview.co.uk. So definitely take a look at that. But The Exercise of Vital Powers by Ian Gregory, that's what I would like to talk about a little bit today. And this is the first in the Legends of the Order series, and this was a fun one for me. I really enjoyed the magic in it, and not just the magic, but kind of the world building and how the magic interacted with like the political situation or you know that sort of thing. I think it was very well done. Enjoyed that quite a bit. There's almost a sort of a Jedi-esque order of magic users, which was fun. It wasn't necessarily derivative of, Star Wars or Jedi or whatever, but definitely kind of an homage to that in some ways. So I enjoyed that. Like I said, really cool magic. I love seeing that. And, you know, the main character, there are two viewpoint characters. The one that I would really consider the main character is Caden Jaeta. And she is definitely, especially in the early going, an unlikable character. She's arrogant. She is rude at times. She's abrasive. But there's a lot of character development that happens for this character as well. In fact, in some ways, what's maybe the most interesting thing about this novel is that it is such a character story. It's not to say that there isn't a plot, but the plot is very much centered in the actions and feelings of the main character, Caden, especially. So this was kind of a fun read for me. Like I said, I enjoyed it. I think that there were a few things that could have been improved. I think sometimes there was sometimes we were told things rather than shown them. You know, and I'm a big I really want you to show me, not tell me. Whenever I'm reading, I much prefer being shown an emotion or being shown that this character is changing in some way rather than just kind of being told it. So I think there was sometimes we were being told things when maybe being shown them would have made things a little tighter, a little, a little bit more engaging, just that much more. But there is definitely some great character development in this one. If you enjoy magic and you enjoy character stories, you're probably going to find quite a bit to like in The Exercise of Vital Powers. So definitely, I think, worth taking some time to check out. I should mention all of my thoughts are based on the revised second edition. There was a first edition of this. I never read the first edition. I didn't really have any exposure to the first edition, but I understand that there were significant changes, at least in terms of editing and that sort of thing, possibly also in terms of just some of the story that was changed into the second edition. Just FYI on that, my thoughts are based on the second edition of the novel. All right. So second novel that I have completed recently and have some thoughts to share with you. This one is By Sea and Sky, an Essawan story. And this is by Antoine Bandelay. And this is sort of your fantasy pirate story, you know, so I quite enjoyed it, though. I'll tell you that there are two main characters in this one once again. And in this case, the two main characters are, well, one of them, anyway, is a pirate, and Zala is her name, and definitely some fun things in that plot line, some good character development, especially toward the end, and so you know, I enjoyed that, but I'll be honest, I didn't connect super well with Zala, and sometimes just found myself not that engaged personally in her side of the story. There's also a second viewpoint character, Karim. And Karim's storyline is he's actually an up-and-coming officer in the Vajji Navy. And, you know, he's an officer on a skyship, sort of a prototype skyship. And for me, I actually ended up being a lot more interested, a lot more compelled and engaged with Karim's storyline. And some of it, I think, is just the kind of the naval side of things. I tend to enjoy that. I reminded me a little bit, Karim's storyline reminded me a little bit of some of the like naval science fiction that I very much enjoy, you know, that where you're talking about being on spaceships or whatnot. I also just some of his backstory and the hints that we get of that, I was very interested in, and those were kind of intriguing to me. So I want to know more about Karim's perspective. Zala is fine, but didn't really hook me as much as Karim did. And I think that's really going to be, it's not that one's better written than the other. It's just, I think that's really an issue of personal preference. I will say, though, that you have the two main viewpoint characters are on opposite sides, opposite national loyalties. You know, they have opposing national loyalties. And, you know, neither of them comes off as necessarily, well, certainly neither of them comes off as the villain. And I don't know if either of them really come off as an antagonist. I think they both come off as the protagonist of their own story. It's just that makes each of the characters also the antagonist for the opposing story. And to me, that's really interesting. I think Bandelay did a very good job of bringing that across and making that kind of stick and feel natural. In fact, that probably the best example that I can think of that just feeling where it's not really protagonist or antagonist, just it's just the person is the protagonist of their own story. Probably the best example of that is the Elder Empire series by Will White, and I think Bandelay, on a smaller scale, is doing that same kind of thing here in By Sea and Sky. And I enjoyed that. I think there's a lot to like about that, and you know, that was cool. Also, some interesting magic. We don't see a ton of it in this book, but there's definitely just in this world some cool magic. And speaking of the world, I love it. It's a non-Western setting. And very creative secondary world. Again, I found a lot to like in terms of the, in terms of just the world building and whatnot. So again, I think this one is worth your time, especially if you're looking for pirate stories or if you are interested in kind of some deep, deep world building. You know, check it out. So you know, I encourage you to, you know, kind of take a look at that, by Sea and Sky by Antoine Bandelay, and or Bandel. I apologize. I may be mispronouncing the last name there. But in any case, well worth your time. Check it out. The author is Antoine, last name Bandele. All right. So those are the two books that I have recently completed and wanted to share my thoughts on. There are also a couple that I am close to completing or you know, will have thoughts for you, hopefully, in the next weekly pod episode. And those are, the first of those is A Cradle of Sea and Soil. And that is by, and I apologize if I mispronounce the last name here, but Cradle of Sea and Soil by Bernie Anaispaz. And really, really love this one. This is another one. I just completed this, and I'm still kind of trying to put my thoughts together on it. So I'm kind of trying to hold off a little bit. I'll talk more about it. But this is another one that has some really cool non-Western inspired secondary worlds. And I really like that. So I'm gonna hold off on saying anymore because I'm still trying to collect my thoughts on it. But yeah, definitely this one. Be looking for more for me on this in the next weekly pod episode, because it was good fun. The second book that is kind of you know, here on deck for me, I actually just started it, and that is Age of Empire by Michael J. Sullivan. This is the final book in his Legends of the First Empire series, and yeah, I'm excited to get into this finally. I've had it for a while. I kickstarted, was part of the Kickstarter for all of the Legends of the First Empire books once he started kickstarting them. So, you know, I was engaged in that way. I really love these books. I think they're great and just a lot of fun. So, you know, I'm looking forward to getting into Age of Empire here and actually finishing the full series. And then, you know, I'll be reading more Sullivan after that, certainly. So, yeah. So again, look for my thoughts once I've completed this, hopefully on the next weekly pod. So, you can have a lot to look forward in the next weekly pod. There's a lot of great books out there, a lot of great books that I'm kind of in the middle of reading. So excited about that. I'll also say just briefly here, October is shaping up to be just a month I'm really looking forward to. A lot of the reads that I'm going to have here, obviously Age of Empire, looking forward to that. But even after that, I have a couple arcs from some self-published arcs that I'm looking forward to getting to. And I'll have more to say on those in the coming weeks. But just know that there are a couple that I'm pretty excited about. We have Winter Steel coming out. That's sort of a huge, for me anyway, huge announcement. Winter Steel coming out, I believe it is October 6th. I'll confirm that here in just a moment. I'm gonna look it up. But October 6th, yes, is when Winter Steel is releasing. If you've listened to this podcast for long at all, you know I love Will White's Cradle series. Obviously, his Elder Empire series also very good, but Cradle, it was kind of my first exposure to Will White, and you know, I still love it. I love the progression, fantasy elements, the magic, the martial arts, the non-Western setting. You know, all of these things I really, really, really enjoy. And so, you know, take a look at the Cradle series if you have not already done that. It is just so much fun. Winter Steel, which is the eighth book in the Cradle series, is coming out October 6th. The series begins with Unsold. So, you know, take a look at that if you haven't already started the series. It is well worth it. But anyway, Winter Steel is just one of the things I'm actually hoping to perhaps reread before Winter Steel releases, reread some of the Cradle books. I don't know if I will end up doing that because it's just a time issue for me, but I'm hoping to. And in any case, Winter Steel, October 6th, like I said, some arcs for things that are going to be releasing. And then also, of course, coming up in November, we are going to get Rhythm of War. And this is the fourth book in Brandon Sanderson's The Stormlight Archive. And so I'm really looking forward to November 17th, The Rhythm of War. However, I am also hoping to reread at least Oathbringer before the release of Rhythm of War. So we'll kind of see how that goes. We'll see how that shapes up. A lot of rereads are hard for me just because of time, but we'll see. Anyway, that's, you know, I'm kind of excited about some of that. Not kind of excited. I am hyped for some of these releases, and it's going to be a great fall of reading. I feel like in the fantasy community, there are some great books coming out, and you know, some of them don't have official release dates yet, and so I'm holding off on talking about all of them. I will do talk some more about just as I try to do talk some more about like upcoming releases I'm excited about as we get a little closer to those and release dates are officially announced. But in any case, a few kind of on the radar things that I did want to mention, and that is The Bone Shard Daughter by Andrea Stewart came out on September 8th. That's cool. I haven't read the book. Folks that I really respect have reviewed it, and I'm pretty excited based on their reviews. So I want to check that out when I get the chance. But that came out on September 8th. Coming out this coming week on September 22nd, is The Silvered Serpents by Roshani Chokshi, and this is the sequel to The Gilded Wolves. You know, I read The Gilded Wolves. I found it interesting, and you know, I'm kind of curious to see what The Silvered Serpents will be like. We'll see when I get to it. I'm not 100% sure when I'll have the time to get to it, but I am hopeful that'll happen before the end of the year. We'll see. But I'm hopeful that it'll happen before the end of the year. So. Again, lots of great stuff coming up, lots of things to be excited about. I hope that you have been enjoying Self-Published Fantasy Month, not only the special editions of the podcast that we've been able to do, and we have more coming. So be on the lookout this coming week for a special interview talking about Self-Published Fantasy Month and Self-Published Fantasy more generally. And then a super special podcast that is going to sort of close out September for us next week on the podcast here. That, you know, you can look for that on the 29th. So we'll have a weekly pod. We'll have this special episode this coming week on the 22nd, and then weekly pod next weekend, and then on the 29th we will have the final of our special Self-Published Fantasy Month episodes, and that is going to be a extra special one. I think you're really going to enjoy that. So keep your eyes peeled, you know, glued to whatever your podcast app is on the 29th, because I'm really excited about getting that podcast into your hands or into your ears, as the case may be. But I do hope that you've been enjoying all the different content, not only the podcast, but also on selfpublishedfantasymonth.com. Jason and Justine and Beth have been absolutely incredible, pulling all sorts of stuff together. And of course, we've got reviews and interviews and guest posts by authors on all sorts of topics. So head on over, selfpublishedfantasymonth.com. We've been running a ton of giveaways, and a bunch of the giveaways continue. So you can check those out as well. Enter them and, you know, maybe win some books. So that's exciting. I hope that you have a great time with that. And I want to, before signing off here, I want to take a moment to give a shout out to John Bob of Parsecs and Parchment. Happy blogiversary, man. So if you are not familiar with Parsecs and Parchment, it's another review blog that I frequent and enjoy, and it is today, I believe, actually is the anniversary of its launch. So, congrats to John Bob, and you know, I follow him on Twitter and have a great time interacting and doing stuff, talking with him and talking fantasy and all of that. So, if you have not checked out Parsecs and Parchment, you totally need to do that. So search it up and go check it out and have a good time with that. So as always, it's a pleasure to be with you, to get the chance to talk fantasy and science fiction sometimes and all the rest. I'm loving Self-Published Fantasy Month. I hope you are too. And thank you so much for sticking with me each week here on the podcast. There's more coming, and I cannot wait for you to hear it. And in the meantime, as always, happy reading.